In Iraq, Prime Minister Iyad Alawi has ordered the reopening of radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's newspaper. The move appears to be an important development in the long standoff between the U.S.-sponsored Iraqi interim government and al-Sadr and his militia, the Mehdi Army. The newspaper's closure led to violent demonstrations and played a large part in the Shiite uprising against the U.S.-led forces in Iraq in April. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us now from Baghdad. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning.
What have you been able to learn about the reopening of al-Sadr's newspaper?
Well, a statement's just been issued by the Prime Minister's office, which says that the newspaper should be reopened on the grounds that the Prime Minister wants to see in Iraq a free press. This is a significant development on the face of it, in some ways an olive branch to the Shiite community. As you perhaps are aware, Muqtada al-Sadr and his militia, the Mehdi Army, are very much supported by the young and the unemployed in places like Sadr City, in Baghdad, which is a city of an area of 2 million people. And so this is a move which appears to be angled at trying to sort out what has been a very long standoff with Muqtada al-Sadr and his militia, who are still, by the way, present, for example, in the center of the Shiite holy city of Najaf.
Mm-hmm. There was also another airstrike in Fallujah today. What have you been able to learn about that?
Well, there have been half a dozen such airstrikes against Fallujah in the last month. Taken together, these have killed dozens of Iraqis. The U.S. has in the past referred these to these as precision strikes, saying that the targets are networked, belonging to the Jordanian militant Abu Musa al-Zarqawi. On this occasion, they have referred inquiries to the Iraqi Defense Ministry. They've confirmed it happened, but we haven't had much information. Residents in Fallujah say, as they have in past occasions, that non-combatants were killed in this attack. The hospital doctor in Fallujah says that 11 have died, and among them there are women and children. There's a larger issue at stake here. This is about control of Fallujah. Since Fallujah was handed into the hands of the Fallujah Brigade, which is Iraqi-led, the Americans have felt that they have not managed to assert control in the middle of that city, where they say insurgents are still operating freely.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Thank you, Philip.
You're welcome.